As holiday shopping season ends, return season begins. But customers might not realize many of those items will end up in landfills. Now a warehouse in Mount Juliet is trying to change that. WPLN's Julieta Martinelli takes us into the little-known world of returns.
So you got a Christmas gift you didn't like and returned it in the mail. It probably ended back on a shelf for another customer, right? Chances are, it didn't.
Retailers don't have great ways to process them or technology that can handle the complexity of returns coming back today. And it ends up totaling about over 5 billion pounds of waste a year in the U.S.
Tovin Moore is one of the founders of Optoro, a D.C.-based startup that since 2010 has been helping retailers process those returns more effectively. In 2015, it opened a massive warehouse in Mount Juliet to process them directly. Now, they process 250,000 items a week.
Blenders, high-end laptops and TVs, toys. We have tons of Legos.
The company doesn't publicly name its clients, but they include big box retailers you probably buy from regularly. Each item is carefully inspected for quality, then logged on their software, which checks real-time prices.
What is it worth if you were to resell it in store, online, on eBay or Amazon or our own website, blink.com? What would it be worth if you sold it wholesale? And then what would it be worth if you sold it to a recycler or donated it?
The items are routed wherever it will fetch the best price. Moore says so far, they've helped retailers double and triple what they'd normally make back on a returned item. More importantly, they're keeping items from ending up in a landfill. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Julieta Martinelli.
Sunny, but temperatures only getting up into the mid-20s today. There is a wind chill advisory in effect until noon. Overnight lows expected to drop back down to around 10 degrees. It's 5 degrees in Nashville, 633.
Support for NPR comes from this station.